now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Earlier this year, it appeared that something quite rare was about to occur. One of the 50 U.S. states, Washington State, was striving to pass a bill that would have instituted a new payroll tax to help cover the cost of long-term care, whether in a nursing home, a residence, or elsewhere in a community. As reported by the New York Times, eligible adults were to receive $100 per day from the revenue raised by the tax for up to 365 days. While that is not typically enough to pay the complete cost of nursing home care, it is potentially helpful in keeping less affluent older people from rapidly obliterating their savings and ending up on Medicaid. Medicaid, of course, is a large and rapidly growing source of expenditure for many states. But alas, it was not meant to be. None other than the American Association of Retired Persons came out against the legislation, citing a variety of unanswered questions. As reported by the Times, many of the questions revolved around who would qualify as a caregiver and who would be eligible to receive the $100 per day. Answers to these questions are extremely complex. Still, the issue of long-term care is a major issue that must be addressed. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, one in three people who live until at least the age of 65 will reside in a nursing home at some point. Once they settle in, most will be short on money. Medicaid covers at least part of the bill for 62% of people who reside in a nursing home. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Ani Bon Basu.